All right, welcome to Security Guy Radio at Black Hat 2017. What's your name, sir?
My name is John Shire. I work for Sophos.
And what does Sophos do?
Sophos is a leading provider of next-generation endpoint and network security products.
So what do you guys solve specifically?
What we try to solve is basically preventing complex threats from entering your organization and then preventing data loss. So keep the bad stuff out and keep the good stuff in.
Now, complex threat is an interesting term I haven't heard yet. Define that for me.
Complex threat just really means that when you get a threat into an organization, it's not just one thing that comes in. It's not just, oh, an attachment and then you're owned, right?
Right.
There's possibly a link that leads to an exploit kit page.
Oh, or an attack strategy or something they got planned.
Yeah, and then that downloads a dropper, which then goes and fetches other malware based on your GeoIP, based on your location, right?
Right.
So if you're in the U.S., you're going to get ransomware. If you're somewhere else, you might be part of a botnet or get a keylogger or something like that. So it's just this blended threat.
Now, how do you guys accomplish that?
Well, we do that in a number of different ways. So with our products, we've got, you know, the traditional antivirus, anti-malware systems that look at the stuff that's coming onto endpoints, for example. Then we also have anti-exploit technologies, so that if you are getting onto an exploit kit landing page, then our anti-exploit module will make sure that you're not, you know, falling prey to the latest CVE out there, the latest vulnerability.
Right.
We also have CryptoGuard technology, which is essentially preventing ransomware from getting a foothold into your system and then encrypting your files. And we also do that with the network side of things. So we have a system whereby the network and the endpoint products talk to each other, provide contextual information. So if the network notices something fishy coming from an endpoint, it can say, hey, endpoint, you might want to have a look at this particular process on your endpoint. It looks bad to me. And then with that information, we can make better decisions about what's happening on an endpoint and what's happening on the network.
Now, how do you handle the silos in an organization? Because your product, I'm assuming, goes across all the different layers of security. But, you know, let's say one department handles this, one department handles emails, one denial of service attacks. I don't know. Sometimes it's a desk that handles a specific attack. How do you get these guys to talk to each other to make sure they're not missing something?
Yeah, so very often when it comes to things like, let's say, email, web protection, and then the network, that's handled by the network team. And then the desktop guys will handle the traditional antivirus and anti-exploit and all those other technologies that layer on top of that. What we simply do is we bring the system together and we show them the power of having these technologies communicating and how it can basically save them time and save them headaches by having a coordinated system in place in the organization. And it kind of makes them work together a little bit better at the end of the day, right? There's not more this antagonistic relationship of, well, the network guys are only doing the firewalls and the desktop guys are only doing the desktop. Now they're working together to prevent threats from a holistic standpoint, right?
It's so weird that they have this going on. But of course, this happens in physical security too.
Sure.
Right? You know, the parking department doesn't want to work with the ID guys. And it's maybe because you're protecting something, you want to protect it wholly. Very interesting.
Exactly.
Now, I detected a slight accent. Canadian.
A little bit. Yes, sir.
See? Every time I find a product that's really good, it's from Canada. I'm not kidding. I do this at As Is. I pick 10 shows at As Is. 9 of them are Canadian. What's going on up there? You guys have a lot of time to study or something. It's very interesting.
Well, actually, we are a UK company, so we're still part of the Commonwealth.
Yeah, okay, well, that's true. Well, I have kid, but I do think there's something about that because you seem to be able to, I don't know, there's a lot of thinking going on up there. Maybe it's the way the industry is designed. Maybe they see it as a more of an urgency, more of a need for innovation or something. I see a lot of innovation coming out of Canada. Do you see that?
We do have some pretty good innovation centers in the country.
Yeah.
And we're just trying to do our part when it comes to fighting cybercrime, when it comes to just innovating technology. I think Canadians are just as passionate and just as knowledgeable in these spaces as our friends from the U.S. and around the world.
Now, how do you price this? No quotes, but is it based on endpoints, endpoint devices? Is it based on how big your network is, how many employees you have? And who can afford this? Can a little company afford it, or is it medium?
Yeah, so we are a subscription-based product. Right, offering, and we do price this generally based on employees.
Okay,
and we're actually directly aimed at the mid-market. I mean, that's who we build and market our products to. We build them for them, we market our products to them, and we really have the mid-market enterprise in mind when we're looking at what to do next, how to innovate, and how to really solve their problems.
Big guys take care of themselves, kind of.
Well, they can, but it doesn't mean that we won't go up or down.
Right.
from there, you know, we do have lots of very large enterprises that are our customers, but they also tend to behave in a smaller enterprise focus. So they'll have the many divisions of, let's say, 5,000 people, each sort of having their own autonomy. And so that works really well for us as well in our products.
Excellent. Name of the website?
Sophos.com.
Spell it for me because I'm a terrible speller.
Sophos.com.
And John Shire, thanks for coming on Security Guy Radio, Security Guy TV, a Black Cat.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thanks a lot.
Appreciate it.